Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
More Toucher and Rich. Now, we were talking about how Mel Brooks said the funniest movie of all time was Blazing Saddles. Obviously, that goes to Cats, the James Corden vehicle.
I'm surprised that no.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. More Toucher and Rich.
Now, we were talking about how Mel Brooks said the funniest movie of all time was Blazing Saddles. Obviously, that goes to Cats, the James Corden vehicle.
I'm surprised that none of us have just put that on just to kind of see how bad it is. I mean, like, you know, everyone talks about, you know, whenever there's a movie that's known as, like, the worst of all time, you know, for a while, you know, Geely was up there, the Ben Affleck and the Jennifer Lopez movie that was
Ishtar.
Rumored to be the worst. Ishtar, you know, even, you know, before that. Yeah, I watched Geely just to see how bad it was going to be. And sure enough, it was bad and it was stupid and it was embarrassing. But, I mean, it was almost like it was such a pop culture moment that everyone rallied around how bad it was. I kind of had to know for myself. I'm honestly surprised that none of us have kind of gone, all right, let's see what this is all about. Just for our own kind of Opus Dei torture. Just and really, I don't know anybody who has watched it for that reason. And I think that might be a shame and something that we may have to explore.
Sure. I mean, why not? I guess I'm told Gotti is also a fan.
That's the other one.
That's right. Travolta.
And what makes Gotti so great, and that's the John Travolta as John Gotti, is that, first of all, it's directed by the super tough dude from Entourage, his best friend, Turtle, or not Turtle, I forget what his name
Connolly.
Is.
Connolly.
Kevin Connolly. So it's directed by him. And second of all, I guess that John Travolta, this was his passion project, and honestly thought he was going to win Oscars for this. And it's, I guess, the hammiest role ever. Like, he is, like, almost like a caricature, as if a Saturday Night Live skit. It's like when, what's his name, Goat Boy did the Joe Pesci show. They said it's almost so exaggerated that it's, like, highly embarrassing.
Well, I mean, The movie that he did where he's like the serial killer that came out after it, I haven't seen a preview or anything. Just a picture of him made me start cracking up. Like where he's like the bald guy and he's like, I'm a schlob. And you're like, oh, boy, you suck.
So you know, in that movie Cats, there were many stars who are now quickly disowning it. But one of them who seemed to be right in his element, Fred, is your favorite guy. James Corden from
Married with Children.
Yes, he is. And he is the producer of the Rob Gronkowski hit television show Game On. And I'm saying hit because John did tell me that it was tied for second place with Ultimate Tag.
Over 4 million viewers.
Okay, 4 million viewers. There you go with the Rob Gronkowski show. And we've been talking about Game On. And listen, there's no secret that it's loud and it never lowers. It's always loud and shrill, and there's yelling. Like, a matter of fact, like, I was watching the show last night, and my wife walked in the room, and she goes, oh, my God, can you turn that down? Like, she didn't even know what it was. Like, it's the first, like, oh, sweet Lord, that's too loud. She had to put earbuds in and listen to something else while this was on because it never goes down in volume. So let's get to last night's episode where it was the meeting of Rob Gronkowski and Fred's favorite person on the planet, James Corden.
It's Rob Gronkowski! Winning host of the Late Late Show, Mr. James Corden.
That's not real applause.
Stop. No, of course it's not, Fred. I mean, it's like,
I mean, they didn't even try. It's the NBA 2K of game shows.
It's like, yeah, they put Oprah's It's My Birthday episode on top of Dance Dance Revolution and cranked
it. Mr. James Corden.
Do you hear how they just, like, you can hear them putting the volume up. Like, you can actually hear it go up.
Right.
Someone's at a mixing board just, and they're like, crank it. Oh! Please crank it.
Rob, you played football in London, correct?
That is correct. And we actually called it a soccer when we were there.
Yeah, we're pretty soccer.
What's that accent?
What's going on with that accent? Oh,
that's my London accent.
Oh, I see.
Ooh. And I actually had 2 touchdowns while I was there.
Oh, my God. I hate him. Oh, do I hate him.
By the way, Fred, James Corden is sitting next to Rob Gronkowski, and I was going to go back and count, but he can't stop, like, holding his shoulder. Like, it's like whenever Rob does anything or he talks to him, it's like hand on shoulder, hand on arm, hand on neck. It's like, he's handsome.
I'm married to a woman.
Well, I mean, I don't know what his deal is, but.
Well, I'm in musical theater. I mean, that proves that,
He likes musicals and he likes theater. So, but
now,
I mean,
is there any profession that says more of I am a wonderful skirt chasing chum than being in the musical theater?
Sure. But have you ever been around someone who touches you too much?
Nope.
Okay. You see, I have. Like, there's people like who will talk to you, and when they do it, they got to kind of grab your arm, and then they're like, oh, you're not going to believe this. And they move in, and it just. You know, the first time you're like, okay, well, this guy is, you know, whatever, fine. And then the second time is when you go, why does he keep touching me? Like, did he learn something somewhere where this is supposed to be some power move or whatever? Or is this a signal? I'm not sure.
Oh,
but
you love the muscle.
I guess so. So here he goes. They continue.
I'm married.
Yeah, we're pretty soccer.
What's that accent?
What's going on with that accent?
Oh, that's my London accent.
Oh, I see.
Ooh. And I actually had 2 touchdowns while I was there.
Is that how I sound to you?
I was there for 2 days and I picked this up.
No, yeah, but just so you know,
yes.
you didn't pick it up.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you picked up nothing.
No.
Yes, I did. Is this what I sound like to you? You think I'm talking like this? You've got to stop. It's the worst.
That was
the worst
part.
Well, I'll tell you what, that manic comedy coming out of my speakers, I mean, what you can tell they have a natural chemistry. Oh, it seems the blood is running to my trousers.
Mr. James Corden!
It's like just getting punched in the face by a furry for an hour straight. It's like, I'm telling you, it never goes down. Like, the amount of volume on this show, it's either music, a crank, or it's Corden yelling at you. As a matter of fact, Fred, just right here, I imagine you just kind of fell from the sky and landed in the Game On studio at a random time. This is what it would sound like, Dan.
Now!
Like, okay, why are they there? They're not doing anything. I mean, seriously, why are they there?
You mean like everybody involved? Is this kind of a general question about the show?
No, like, if you're on, why is anyone holding a microphone? You're just going,
I said this last week, but it's Out My Balls, the TV show from Idiocracy, where the whole show is just people getting hit in the balls. It's like, wah, 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 wah. I mean, the sheer volume on this show is, how is it an hour long? And it's an hour long of that. It's the most exhausting show. Like, how did nobody sit down and just go after 30 seconds, all right, we need something here. You need to break this up, man. This is just way...
Because they think people are idiots and that they need to be... all their senses need to be stimulated at the highest degree at once. Does Corden have a mic there?
Yeah, they all have mics.
No! It's not that
long! What do you imagine? Okay, Fred, stop it. So, Fred, if you can imagine that was James Corden doing something, what do you imagine going on at that moment?
Okay, he's holding Rob Gronkowski. I don't know.
I see dancing for the win, Rich.
No, they have strapped somebody into a trapeze-type contraption, and they are throwing him through the air towards a giant basketball goal in which he's out of control and flipping around in court. Okay, here's a reference that only I probably get. This show is basically the Michael Richards show from UHF, the Weird Al Yankovic movie.
Yeah, with his mop.
With the mop. Stanley Spinowski, I believe, was his name.
Yeah, or it's What Fish Is It, or whatever the hell that is.
The Wheel of Fish, yes.
The Wheel of Fish.
Right, which is that?
Rob Gronkowski, please don't take your shirt off.
So, Fred, then, and I guess we'll have to come back to this, but which, of course, I know you can't wait for, then it is the moment we've all been waiting for, and that is when Rob Gronkowski is forced to dance as a Laker girl in front of a Lakers crowd. Now, guess what surprise guest shows up to support him?
All right, I'll tell you after the break.
Okay, all right.
Is it Paul Abdul?
No, it's James Corden.
Okay, I didn't know.
I would have guessed Paul Abdul also. That's where I thought he was going.
I thought he might have a little more shame.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
James Corden.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual. tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Sean Leahy is the managing editor of TheAthletic.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Leahy, hello, sir.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you so much for coming on the air with us.
Yeah, happy to.
All right. What have I got here? Let me look over here.
This, we were talking about this morning, Sean, this Athletic article. That you, and first of all, I found some of it very revealing. It was a two-part survey that you had sent out, and part of it was about the Patriots and specifically things like Jared Stidham, but then there was a whole part that was about Tom Brady and how all of that was handled. Out of doing both of these surveys, what was the one answer that you got back that surprised you the most?
It really wasn't the Brady stuff. I'll tell you, it's kind of a goofy thing, but we asked people what their favorite playoff win, non-Super Bowl playoff win was from the Brady era, right? And, you know, it was the, most of them were the Ravens win in 2014, the Chiefs win in 2018, but the one that was got, like, more votes than I expected was, remember that game when Sterling Moore knocked away the pass and then Billy Cundiff missed the kick? That got more votes than the two wins they beat over the Colts in 2003 and 2004. It got more votes than the 45-7 Deflategate game. You know, I just didn't understand what people had, what connection people had to that win over the Ravens. That seemed like a nothing win to me.
Well, that Ravens 2014 one, if I'm not mistaken, that's the one with the Julian Edelman pass, right? That's the one where they were, yeah. I mean, they were down by what it was like 2-3 touchdowns, and it looked awful. Like, they were getting steamrolled, and they had that huge comeback, and that was the trick play one, right?
It was. That was where they did the ineligible receivers. Edelman threw a touchdown pass to Amendola. They were down 14 points twice, and they won. And that was the game. In fact, that was after the Deflategate, and Brady said, oh, maybe they should, maybe those guys, it was before, the week before the Colts. And it was when Brady said, well, maybe those guys need to study the rule book a little bit more.
Yeah, and that which started everything, can almost blame that comment for the whole Deflategate deal, because then it was just about, oh, you're going to make me look bad? Now let's see what we're going to do to you guys. And another thing, right after that question that you asked that I thought was interesting was, out of all the Super Bowl wins, like, which one did the readers think was their favorite? And rank number one was the Atlanta Falcons one. The Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl was not enjoyable at the time. As a matter of fact, that Falcons Super Bowl, it took me a couple of months to really even appreciate that it happened, because while it was happening, it seemed so impossible that even when they won it, like, you couldn't believe these series of events of about five or six things that were ridiculous that got them to where they were. Whereas I think that, like, as a whole, the one that felt the most satisfying was the Malcolm Butler interception, because that game was just phenomenal all the way down to the final play. But you said it was the Falcons one, right? That got the first vote?
Yeah, that got like 44%, so 45% of the vote. I think the Seahawks game got 32%. But look, when you rank the Super Bowls of, like, which was the best, I think the Seahawks Patriots Super Bowl, what was that, 49? That's going to go down as like one of the three or five best Super Bowls ever. You know, the comeback over the Falcons, that's going to be great for Patriots fans. I don't think football fans or NFL historians are going to love that one. That's just special to Patriots fans, because you can appreciate it. And like you said, everything had to go right from whatever point it was, 6 minutes in the third quarter on. They couldn't make a mistake, and they didn't.
Yeah. Sean Leahy's got a he's the editor at The Athletic. He put out a survey about the Patriots. And, John, I think you'll agree with me on this. I'm not buying that 30% of the Patriots fans became fans during the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, yeah. I think that number is way too high.
Yeah, that is way far, far, far too high.
I am one of those people, and I'm on a desert island. Trust me, this is not true. Correct?
Well, there were a couple of good teams in the 70s, right? 76, 78. But, man, those were lean years. And, I mean, they were kind of a laughingstock franchise, weren't they? I mean, You know, when you look up, like, how not to run a franchise today, you'd probably say, well, maybe Cleveland Browns or Baltimore Orioles. But back then, it was the Patriots. I mean, they barely even had a home.
Yeah. Well, Victor Kiam was a great owner.
Sam Jankovic. I mean, they had a bunch of idiots running this team for a long time.
And another thing that was on here that we were talking about earlier is the you asked who the fans would like to see be the next coach when Bill Belichick ends up leaving, which, according to your poll, most people think that it's going to be 5 years or more that he'll be around. And 50% went with Josh McDaniels. See, I find that kind of strange, and the reason being is that, you know, we've seen obviously what he did, and you know, with the Colts, and how he, you know, basically left them at the altar, and that was, to me, to be quite honest, that's something that is almost should be, you should almost never get a job after doing something that bad. Like, that was awful. But I know the Crafts love him. Why do you think such a high vote of confidence for somebody like Josh McDaniels?
Well, fans love McDaniels, right? I mean, he's been around a long time. I think he's been, you know, a part of every Super Bowl win the Patriots have ever had. You know, he's tied with Brady, right? So fans just have an affection for him, right? Patriots fans, at least. So it's a natural climb. Oh, the head coach leaves, let's make the offensive coordinator the head coach, you know? So I think that's the bind there with fans, you know, the bond with fans. If it were me, I would, you know, my money on that answer is that it'll be someone not from the Belichick tree. And I think that may have been, you know, that was, I don't know, 20% or something. But I keep my eye on that one, because I think when Belichick leaves, whenever it is, they kind of need to start over. You know, it's hard to be the guy that follows Bill Belichick.
If you had asked that question 5 years ago, you know who would have been probably close to number one? Would have been Bill O'Brien. And now probably nobody wants Bill O'Brien here.
Well, I mean, McDaniels is also going to have to sit on his hands for another 5 years and turn down. Well, I don't even know if he's going to get offered jobs anymore. But sit around waiting for something to happen.
Fred, if they do well this year with Jared Stidham, he's absolutely going
to
get a job.
If Stidham proves to be good, his star's on the rise again.
Well, okay, he might get offered a job. I have no – there's absolutely nothing you can say that guarantees that he's going to take it.
That's true, but the question is, will he be a hot commodity? And Rich is right. If Stidham performs well, he will be again.
All right, well, that's a big if.
And Sean, let me ask you one thing real quick. I saw a part two of the survey having to do with Brady going to Tampa Bay. The thing that struck me most about it is – Patriots fans had a really measured response, and I expected the exact opposite.
Wasn't that mature of them?
Look,
you know, I kind of thought that the anger category would be a little bit high. I think it was only 6%. But, you know, they had a good thing for a long time. The guy's 42, going to be 43 years old. You know, you can't hang on forever. And I don't see how you can be angry at the guy, you know, if he wants to do something different. He won 6 Super Bowls. He was here, you know, for almost more of his life than he wasn't here. I was a little bit surprised, but, you know, it's like, all right, you know, that's, you know, you don't usually see from sports fans maturity and you know, just measured responses, like you said, but that one was kind of fitting.
All right, so Fred, this one's for you, because here was a question that was asked, and I just want to see if you can predict who was picked. And it was, if this is the Patriots fans, we're giving you a superpower. You can prevent the Patriots from ever losing to just one team. Which team is it? Who do you think Patriots fans gave the highest percentage to?
Indianapolis.
Nope. The New Jets. York Jets, which might be the dumbest waste of a superpower ever. Because, as you know, Fred,
it's like having big feet. Like, what do you want for your superpower? Big feet.
Or just something you'll never have to use.
Yeah,
ever.
Well, big feet. Yeah. I mean, world's longest fingernails.
I mean, they're like by far the one that got the most votes, whereas you've got like the Ravens, you know, and then, you know, the Colts are way down the list, by the way. I don't think anyone's worried about them right now, even though Philip Rivers' power is coming at you. But I read that and I was like, dude, you're just throw your wishes away, man. Worst superpower ever. Don't even need that. But to your point, or to the point of this, you put in this list that like what regular season loss like stung the most. And, of course, the can't-wait Jets loss is right there at the top of the list, right?
Yeah.
It's one of the top games. I do believe it's one of the –
That was a postseason game.
Yeah.
That was the first round.
The loss that stung the most, obviously, is the Super Bowl loss to the Giants to ruin the perfect season. But there were others there as well.
Yeah. Scott can't wait thing is, yeah, that was a super, that was a playoff win.
Yeah, we had the, that was, that one, the game where in Denver when Gostkowski missed the field, though, excuse me, the point after, and then they lost, you know, 20-18. That was a high one. And then, you know, the one that I think people forget about because it happened a few years ago, or it happened more than a decade ago, was that game that they blew 21-3 in Indianapolis. Right. In 2006 season, you know, they had Rex Grossman waiting for them in the Super Bowl, and they lost that game. I mean, that you know, they would have cleaned up in that Super Bowl, but that one, I think, you know, because it's so far in the rearview mirror, maybe didn't get as many votes as it might have if it happened more recently.
Is that 4th and 2?
That was the regular season game in 2009.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. A lot of Patriots fans are not alive yet. When these games are going on, they go in with this optimism that is unfounded, that is not warranted at all as they go into this. What surprised you the most when you went through this?
You know, I just – maybe it's the maturity for Brady, you know. You know, I think just fans seem okay with Brady moving on. It seems like they're – and you know what the other thing – here's what surprised me. The answer that got the most votes of anything on in our poll was who do you expect will make the, quote, most starts at QB for the Patriots this year? It was Jared Stidham. But the number was 96.4%. I thought there'd be a little bit more skepticism that this kid's ready to take over the seat.
Sure. I mean, listen, it would be fun seeing Patriots fans lose for a while. All right. Sean Leahy, thank you so much for the time. Sir, go to theathletic.com and get this and so much more. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, take it easy. We'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Tutcher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm the big scary man guy. Put a couple biscuits in the basket. They went top shelf where mama keeps the peanut butter and where I hide the pornos.
It's too good time, it's too good time, it's too good time, it's too good. It's too good, too good, too good.
I'm going to be so hungover at work tomorrow, I'm not going to do anything.
Sports. I remember when the Red Sox were in, or no, the Red Sox, the Bruins were in the Stanley Cup Finals. 98.5, the Sports Sub, were Tutcher and Rich, and... Rich, are these times over? Are we done with hockey? What is going on?
Hockey is playing with my emotions right now. Because yesterday, there was an awesome photograph that came out, and it was from Brad Marchand's Instagram, and it immediately got resent out by the Bruins official one, which I also follow. And it was of not only Marchand, but it was Patrice Bergeron standing right next to him, skating together yesterday. Now, we know that Chara's already been back, and he's been skating, and it sounds like the band's getting back together. And that is just awesome, because the bat signal's been sent out. All right, guys, we need to start getting ready. We need to start training. However, Let's start taking a little bit of account on how these other leagues are doing and where the NHL is. We know that basketball has a date on the calendar. Their issues are minor. There's a couple players who don't think that they realistically are going to end up winning a championship on some of those fringe teams. And several of them are concerned about, hey, I don't want to be quarantined for 2 months away from everybody at Disney World if I know that I can't win anything. All right. That seems to be a real problem, but it's a minor one in the scheme of things. Now you have the MLS. Soccer. Soccer has everything figured out. Like, they're ready to go. I think they start actually playing games a week before basketball does. Like, I mean, and it's an exciting tournament format.
They're in Orlando. They're in Disney World, too, though.
Yeah, well, they're in Disney World, too. They're
you don't
ready.
Have to cater to crowds. I mean, you know, it's a lot easier.
They
could just
true.
Play, they could just play in the park.
And they could do that. But, I mean, you know what? For as much as, you know, you can mock soccer, they've got it figured out. So they're ready to go. Baseball, if they just get out of their own way and stop being a-holes to each other, at least everything is set up and ready to go at word go. The places they're going to play, how they're going to do it, you know, everything is set there. The NFL, as of right now, I mean, they even gave us a nice little nugget yesterday by saying, you know what? I think we might get rid of 2 preseason games. Awesome. Shorten that preseason. Nobody needs 4 preseason games, and it's always been a ripoff for season ticket holders anyway. But they at least have a plan. The NHL's got nothing. They have nothing right now. They got dusted by Major League Soccer. The NHL doesn't have anything on the books right now. And it's infuriating. I keep looking in the inside. And when the insiders are quiet, they're not even leaking out little things just to kind of like little nibbles to keep you attached. There's not even any of that.
It's got to be location. It's got to be what we were talking about before. Okay. That's the thing that's got to be holding them up.
Figure the F out.
I know.
Why can't you get a location?
Because now, I bet you it's problems with Canada. And they won games in Canada.
I agree with that. And I think it's easier now to hold something in Orlando in a self-contained area than it is to cordon off cities to get this done.
They said, you're telling me that there isn't a location that has 4 to 5 hockey rinks that they can't use? I mean, you're telling me that there's not some place in, I don't know, South Dakota, North Dakota, Lake Placid, that they can't find something similar to just a couple of things together? Once again, baseball is not, they're going to be all over the country. And that's going to start the same time as the NBA and all that. Now, I can't figure out why it's taking this long to get something. You know what? Pick 2 cities then and go with it. Pick 2 cities and figure it out. And I know you say you want Canada, but you're telling me that a Canadian politician right now is not going to allow hockey to be played in their country. They're going to get voted out immediately if they end up being somebody who has stifled the conclusion of the hockey season. It's just the fact that there's not even whispers about that it's Canada that's the problem, that there's problems with the government and that they want to have something up there, but they're not allowed to. There's not even any of that. And I keep hearing, you know, the little bit that I do hear, there's no consistency. First, it was Vegas and Columbus. Now I'm hearing Pittsburgh being thrown in there.
Vancouver's making a big push. Big push.
And Vancouver's – but, I mean, we're now at the point where there's no excuse. There's no excuse for them not to have a place to have this done. I mean, the Disney thing took a while to put together. But what was the NHL doing during this time? Like, during these 3 months where there's been no hockey – how have they not, like, even had anything, like a plan together, so when they were able to get to this point, they could say, all right, well, here's the 2 cities we've been talking about. Let's get it done. And it's starting to piss me off because I think it's, you know, because I see these pictures and I'm like, dude, they're ready to go.
They're going to play. They all came back to Boston to practice. They're going to play.
It's not that they're not going to play, it's that I'm worried about the timing of everything now. And how long it's going to take for them to get started and how far that's going to bleed in, because we've talked about this. The NHL postseason is going to have to be longer than the NBA postseason just because of the amount of days you have to take off. You can't have that many back-to-backs.
See, when we had Ty Anderson on a couple of weeks ago, he said basically the NHL needs 3 weeks for a run-up. 3 weeks total. So if he's right, then there is still a little wiggle room here. You have some Bruins coming back to the facility, but if they get everyone back, It should take all NHL teams 3 weeks to get ready for gameplay, to get ready for the playoffs.
3 weeks to get ready for gameplay, 2 weeks to quarantine. If they're going to go to a location that is central to everybody, that's the way all the other leagues are doing it. So that's 5 weeks. And now you add in this couple of games in the round robin tournament. That's 6 to 7 weeks from where we are right now. So everything starts to add up, and that's why I'm worried. Because, to be quite honest, we keep talking about if baseball doesn't get their stuff together, they're going to be starting after basketball, no one's going to care. All right, well, if that's the case, then hockey's going to start around that same time, probably in August. Now, people are going to care about the playoffs, but still, you know, when are they going to end? They're going to end the middle to the end of October? See, like, a playoffs take a long-ass time to finish. And I know that they
–
well, I mean – Then that's just, I don't know how you're going to do that with next season, but I just, this doesn't, put it this way, this is unnecessary. This doesn't have to happen. They could have had this figured out by now, and they haven't. And it's infuriating when you see players actually skating because they're ready to go. Everyone seems ready to go. But, you know, as it has been in the past, the NHL is just the flotsam and jetsam. I mean, they're the NHL awards of sports leagues.
Well, let's not go crazy. I mean,
Cuba Gooding Jr. is no one's trash. All right, so we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Dutcher and Rich. Everyone, they've made Wallach go into the studio because he's the most expendable of all the people. They just said, you get in there. Someone said, you're the canary down the coal mine.
Well, Fred, aside from the people that have been here for the 10 or 11 weeks, we're the most expendable.
Well, I mean, you're
me,
not on
me
air.
Nick, and Mike. You
know. Is it weirding you out that Wallach's there yet? Like, is it, or have you gotten used to it?
We've gotten used to it, yeah. John and I are back to our old selves, you know.
yeah.
It's going
well, right?
Yep.
Do you are you thankful he's no longer on a microphone that can talk to you at any point?
Just down the line, just have to leave him in queue the entire time. No, it's good having him back. There's other people here, too, that he can talk to.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So he's not just talking to you.
Not leaving him alone. Yeah.
Yammering on and on and on.
Yeah.
I would imagine that would be the case.
Freddie is back to it. And you know, when I used to come into the studio and I would just talk and then I'd turn around and be like, yeah, good talk. Because he was not paying attention. But then we found out that he's just deaf. and not paying attention. That's we've gone back to that. We've resorted back to that pre-show.
Okay, so he's just not paying any attention to you. Now, when you walk into the building, you are to wear a mask?
You are to wear a mask when you come into the building. And if you are in any kind of common area, including, you know, hallway, bathroom, kitchenette area, whatever you want to call that. One person in there at a time. If you're making coffee, you're getting water, something like that. Yes. Masks on. So I sometimes get to the doorway when I leave the control room, and I'm like, oh, got to grab my mask.
All right. But if you were on the air, now you don't have to wear your mask while you're producing the show.
I do not, know. But if I do have to go into the on-air studio for John, I put it on and I walk back into the
wow.
on-air studio.
Well, look at you.
Because you have to go out in the hallway and you don't want to get called out. There is mask shaming that is going on.
By whom? Is there anyone there?
The eyes. You see the eyes. Yes, the people that have actually just incorporated themselves back into or integrated themselves back in this week are very sort of hands offish. You know, they don't want to come too close to you. Whereas we've sort of gotten this routine down over the last month and a half or so, 2 months. The people that are sort of coming back in, it's all new to them as well.
What's the routine like switching from one show to the next? Like as far as the wipe down and all that, like what happens there?
It goes well. Yeah, I mean, because the midday show, Jim comes in, Tom comes in. They're here now. Getting their prep work done and stuff. So when we finish up at the end of the show, it is a very thorough and clean wipe down for those guys, and then they probably do it as well.
So does John, before you leave, because that's where Hardy would sit.
Hardy doesn't sit here. Hardy's the only one in studio. He uses a microphone in the center, right below the logo there. So he doesn't use the same microphone I do.
But at some point, it's going to be like we have to basically detox the whole studio getting ready for Zolak and Bertrand, correct?
I wiped down my area, but I mean the whole studio. I haven't seen anyone come in here and take it apart and wipe it down before Hardy comes in. No,
that's done at night.
I guess that's not happening. Yeah.
Well, that gets done at night with cleaning, but yeah, for individual stations, you're supposed to get up and before you leave, there are plenty of wipes and stuff like that that are around that you can do your own area.
Okay, because my chair is used by every show. Like mine is like Fred's. No one uses his.
Right.
Wallach's. If Hardy.
Well, John's is used by everybody as well.
Yes.
The position that John sits in is used by everybody.
I come
as well.
In and wipe everything down three times when I come in here in the morning.
Does it look like anyone sat in my area?
No.
Damn straight.
I don't want to scare you any more than you already are. So no.
Oh yeah, I'm petrified.
No one sits here.
I'm out of my mind with this coronavirus. I'm having my troubles. No. I just am curious because I have to come back a week from Monday.
Yep.
And then it will be me and you, John.
Yep.
We'll be able to gaze into each other's eyes.
I look forward to that very day.
That's a good 10, 12 feet apart. You guys are ample distance apart.
Yeah, and then, he can interrupt my jokes while you look at my mouth.
Be perfect.
Yeah.
My timing will be better that way.
He can put his hand up for a question and you can ignore him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
John has something to say. He's got his hand up like he has to go to the bathroom.
No.
But I don't have, I can't hear out of my left ear. I'm raising my hand. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
see, you have the ability to see.
Yeah.
All right. So, and the kids there, John, they're doing okay?
Kids are okay. We're almost done, Fred. The school year ends on Wednesday. So we're very happy that school is coming to an end. They've had the virtual step-up day from 4th to 5th grade. I think the yearbooks arrive soon. I think my wife and I are ready to be done teaching. I think all is well. And then we have to worry about the summer. All camps have been canceled.
Not day camps.
Well, no, for us. The camps that we had signed them up for have been canceled.
Camp Young Judea?
They are not. They were never going to go to Camp Young Judea this year.
After the success you had with the Camp Young Judea softball team, you decided to go your own way?
I know. We still relive that. We get together, the people on that great softball team that beat Bowercrest that one day.
Yeah, Wallach, are you on an oil painting there? Aren't you kind of like
up in the cabin? Up in the cabin with the director's chair.
John's the Kent Dorfman of Camp Young Judea. He's a legacy.
That's right. No, Dorfman was trying to ride the piggyback of a legacy.
See, yeah, John has a Red Sox face mask, which I've seen.
Yep.
So you know if he still rocked the yarmulke, it'd be Red Sox all day.
Mm-hmm.
He would be representing – you'd be representing the tribe and representing the Sox.
Yep. Kill two birds with one stone. Make a lot of friends that way.
So you won't go to camp. You won't let your kids go to Camp Young Judea.
It's not that we won't let them go. We just don't think they're ready to go yet.
Yeah, age-wise, right? Yeah, they're not old enough, right? Yeah,
they're 10. They're old enough to go, but I don't think they're ready to go for a couple of months.
Well, you don't have to take them a couple of months. You get 2 weeks.
Well, I don't know if they – I haven't checked recently. I don't think YJ has that. I think it's 1 month or 2 months.
But YJ –
YJ. Young
YJ.
YJ.
The cool cats
it's
call
YJ.
Camp Young Judea.
All of us who go say YJ.
Yeah, just like, hey, it's YJ.
No,
what
hey, YJ.
Know?
Yeah.
It's like when someone pulls up in like the old Camaro and revs the engine and just says, anyone want to lift to YJ?
Yeah. Let's take the Marrow and head up to YJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's the way Eck would say it.
You want to sneak into my bunk tonight, sister? Hey, double bubble. Young Judea is coming get you. I'm surprised. I'm surprised because usually that gets handed down. Usually the camps gets handed down to different kids.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, like when my wife claimed that Bowercrest wasn't a Jewish camp, and then the first piece of literature that came said camp for Jewish boys.
Honest to God, just have her call me. I faced them every year in like every sport imaginable.
No, but she, God. She had the gall to say that it's not a Jewish camp, and right on the front of the brochure, it says camp for young Jewish boys.
It's like they tried to pull a fast one on you, except you could read. That was the problem.
No, and then on the back, you know what there is? Israeli flag.
I was just going to say, Star of David. Very big Star of David.
Yeah, and every day they pray. And I was told that we would not be sending any of our children to a religious camp.
Uh-huh.
But I guess I wasn't quick on the draw enough. And then my wife still claims, well, I didn't know. I was told that it wasn't really a Jewish camp. And I said, oh, Camp Young Judea. At least the name gives it away.
I know.
You're not going to Camp Young Judea and going, you know what? This is a band camp. Like, so, you know, there's an underlying religious aspect to it.
Somebody just said, anyone want to smoke a YJ?
Hey.
Here you go.
Let me lift. I got one right up here. Right on the yarmulke. But no one will find it, sister.
Well, I don't know if the pools are still closed.
My
here.
Pool is open.
Okay, because they're supposed to. There's not supposed to be, but I mean, they're allowed to be opened right now. And so, you know, we're looking at a. I mean, that was always kind of just the go-to if you've got nothing. You just go there and let them wear themselves out. And man, I spent. You don't know how much time I spent online looking at, like, inflatable water slides. You can't buy them. They're like the toilet paper of what the beginning of the quarantine, because, you know, there's people who they're still stuck at their house and they can't go to pools and stuff because they haven't opened. And now you can't find anything like that. They're going to open eventually. It's in most every place.
But I don't think, like,
the other thing is those water things that seem to be all over the city, like during the summer. They're like playgrounds, but they shoot water. It's like one in Watertown. Yeah. There's, you know, the one in Newton and all these other places around the city.
Right.
Like, they're not open yet, and I think they're supposed to open in a couple weeks. So, I mean.
Your kids will love that plastic water slide for at least 2 minutes before they get completely bored with it. That's all that stuff is you buy, and then, like, we bought, like, a bouncy house. Years ago, and the kids played with it for like 5 minutes, and then was $700 worth of crap.
We bought a smaller inflatable water slide last year, and it was a hit. It was huge.
Wow.
But then again, they always had, like, you know, friends over and stuff that they would go on, and they would, you know, for hours. But no, believe it or not, that was not bad. It was not a bad. The first inflatable water slide, I think it was like $120 or whatever, and we used it the entire summer. It was great.
Well, listen, some kids are better than others. All right, we'll be back. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.